Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
I'm surprised Rubik's Cube didn't make it. But going off
you have
that,
to buy the Rubik's Cube. We were all thinking it. Yeah. Everybody watching is thinking, where the hell is Rubik's Cube?
What about PlayStation 5?
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 159. Today, we are debating what the best free activity to do is. Topic over from Nick. We have a big crew today. Tommy back. Missed a few episodes in a row.
Yeah, but now my weekly Chicago trips are done, so I should be... should be here for the long haul.
Yeah, now it's just Nate going back and forth. So you guys lost Tommy going back and forth, and you gained Nate. Big win for you guys.
I would take that in a heartbeat. We fleeced you guys.
Yeah. And Duke's coming on. And then there is one member of the crew that is not here. He's late. Can anybody who's watched the bracket before guess who was late to the show?
And he's just standing outside, like
right there,
farting and like trying to be, I don't know.
Talking to Hannah Montoya.
Right. His resolution was to... be on time, and I
texted him. It is currently 3:29. I texted him. We're setting up at 3:19. So that's just Rudy, baby. But anyway, before we get to the episode, let's talk about Game Time. If you watch anything Barstool, you know everything about Game Time. Did you know that you can get tickets to Rufus Du Sol?
Yeah,
that sounds like the name of like a Belgian mining guy that did unspeakable crimes in the Congo.
Closer to God than anything.
His boiler set is good, isn't it? His boiler room?
It should be. I feel like every DJ has
a
boiler room.
I love his Burning Man. Yes. But the Don't Die guy ruined it in the background by just fucking up the vibes.
There's always one guy in one of those videos that just fucks up the entire thing.
Just dancing weird.
Have you seen the boiler room sets in Tokyo?
Oh, yeah. They get the best energy.
I'll definitely check those ones out. Rufus Du Sol, you can get the tickets Game Time picked. $194 premier midfield in Red Bull Stadium?
Yep, mm-hmm. Not even Red Bull Arena anymore. It's Sports Illustrated Stadium.
Sports Illustrated Stadium.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's good. Yeah, 2024.
Sports Illustrated, making a comeback?
I did not know they had it like that anymore.
Yeah, I'm not. Didn't they go bankrupt like a year ago?
I used to be a sucker for Sports Illustrated for kids.
Yeah, would not buy a stadium if I was on the brink of bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can get those for $194. Premier midfield row 15. Damn. But you can get those over at Game Time. And playoffs are here, so there's no better way to go out and get some games other than with Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You know how much we love them. You know you see them everywhere, and they have the new Game Time Picks feature, and they're making it even easier to get to games. The Game Time Pick filters out all the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on seats so that you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. NFL playoffs are in full swing, and we've got some great matchups for fans to go and see live and in person. Again, you can go see Commies. You can go see other set of playoffs. Like, there's Chiefs, Spills, whatever you want to go see, you can go see it with Game Time. Just pull up your chosen event and turn on the Game Time Picks feature at the top of the screen and browse the best local Game Time picks near you on your Game Time app homepage. So what are you waiting for? Get those tickets or go to Rufus Du Sol today with Game Time. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET, B-R-A-C-E-T, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. All right. First matchup as Rudy finally shows up.
What's up, Rudy?
You guys told me you had a meeting.
Yeah, well.
Also, Tommy, you'll be happy to know, my New Year's resolution not to be late, I'm 100% so far.
You are not.
I'm being on time.
Huh.
You literally were late, just late to this.
Nick told me I had he had a meeting, and I went.
I didn't know that changed your schedule.
Yeah.
How are we going to start the bracket without both you?
We've been late before.
I know that. My point being is that I'm not. I have.
He hasn't been late yet.
He's been a good boy.
But Rudy's here. First matchup of the day: number 12 seed versus the 5 seed. Which one of these free activities is more fun? Starting with the 12 seed, hanging out at the mall. Not an activity that requires you to spend money, but one when you're a kid is fun to do. Mm-hmm. And that's going up
against classic.
That was good for flirting.
Okay, parameters. Is this as a kid? Now, is it the
it
most
would be
fun,
weird
the
now.
Best?
I would say it's in whatever it could be deal. Whatever it could be whatever point and whatever point in is in its prime of use, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
We always like, do this, but it always ends up just being as a kid where
I promise you it's not
a lot
as,
easier entertainment. Yeah.
I promise
Let's just
you
say each no. one's at their peak.
Yeah.
At
yeah.
their peak? Okay.
And it's yeah. most fun, right?
Yeah, which one is the most fun or entertaining yeah. activity? Free
enjoyable.
Activity.
All right.
Enjoyable, I guess, is, yeah, that's what we're looking for here. And that's going up against the number 5 seed, Pissing on a Tree. One of the Ooh. Ones that Nick used to inspire this entire thing. Just taking a good old piss on a tree, side of the road, whatever. It's just nothing like it. The breeze at your back, pissing on a tree. We'll start with you, Duke. So which one of these things do you like most?
I hate peeing on a tree. I love peeing in the open. Like, on the side of a highway, I think, is a top 3 piss of all time.
Like, just into
just
the wind.
In the open air, like yeah.
with no hate, target.
Yeah,
so, like you don't like the leaves being above.
Yeah, you don't like being in shade. You want to be.
Do I don't
like the thrill of being caught.
Sometimes when the piss stream is going too hard, like a little bark will chip off, which I don't really enjoy.
You don't have enough piss to break.
No,
break
oh,
hydraulic.
No, when you're drinking, when you're drinking out of a hose during the summer, and you got to piss outside, and you have a stream that's going about like 300 psi.
Why did it have to be from a hose?
Yeah, what?
I just drink more water out of a hose than like
any other.
Also, like I'm trying to think of when I pee on a tree, and it's like at the park in the summertime when I'm drinking out of a hose. I don't like drink out of a glass of water and then like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom, and then like go to my backyard, piss on a tree. With that said, in a mall, everything that I did when I was younger that was fun at a wall, like mall, like go to Brookstone and play with all the technology, like go to Sleepy, sleep on all the beds. If I did that now, I'd get arrested. Yeah, I would
playing
go to
with the technology.
If you win,
do you think?
Get this guy.
He's playing with too much tech.
Can I issue a sir step away from the massaging chair?
Yes.
Do you have a tree next to your apartment, or do you, like I want to issue you a tree, a challenge? I'll give you 5 years to piss in the same spot of a tree, and I hope it falls down. You can chop it down with your piss.
So you don't like when the bark breaks off, even if it
that feels good.
That'd be amazing. Be a little.
Unless
I thought you were going to say the splatter. The splatter
could everything.
Be a problem.
It's everything. Yeah, the bark, the splatter, getting back on you.
Get the bark back.
Yeah, like the bark comes back.
What don't
at
you
me.
Like about the bark coming off?
I guess it is pretty satisfying seeing it like slowly get a little like moist and then fall off.
You maybe just do not have that pressure. I just can't. I can't allow.
Or you
that.
Have very corrosive piss.
You guys
it's
don't have. I have a lot of power behind.
I don't
my
have
piss.
Bark chipping pressure.
No.
Oh, I have
a notably
like
strong piss stream.
Because your dick's so far from the toilet.
You say that
takes a velocity,
and it's true.
See, mine might be too close to the tree. Then, now that I'm thinking,
oh, big dick Dukes.
Wait, I thought that was little dick Dukes. Yeah. I thought that'd be like a small thing.
No, if your dick's close to the tree,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
bigger.
But yeah, I'll go mall. I'll go mall. I can't pick tree now.
Tommy.
Yeah, I don't know how to follow. I mean, yeah, I feel like we've talked a lot about the mall as a kid, going playing there. It was like it was a nightclub when you were 13. It was the only way to meet people from other towns, meet girls, fucking fuck them and shit. I used to like doing the mannequin challenge with my friends. We pretend to be mannequins in the window. That was a lot of fun. Peeing outside is still great. I mean, even I don't know if we're specifically saying tree. I did as a phase as a kid. I like to pee outside, to go in my backyard and pee. It's like, why not? For use of free will, as the kids say. But thinking back to the mall, it was just a lot of fun. It's a longer experience. You know, pee's what, a minute, 90 seconds maybe. Maybe you're chipping bark, maybe you're not. I'll go with the mall.
You do go to the bathroom a lot. You should have the tree cutting piss, if anybody. Because you pee.
No, it's I go so often that it's very weak every time.
Oh, I thought it'd be like a muscle.
It comes out like a mist for Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm mist setting on
the like my amount of pee per day that comes out is probably somewhat similar to the average human, but it just takes a lot of trips to get it out. So I've talked about this before, very sensitive tip. Tip of my penis is very sensitive. So I feel it. Here it's not that I'm producing more piss, it's just like right now even, I feel in the tip of my penis. I feel, oh, I've gotta pee. Now a lot of guys, they don't have a sensitive tip like that.
Isn't that a kidney stone?
No.
No.
No, right?
I thought the sensation that you always had to pee was a kidney stone.
Well, it's been
prostate,
or it could be 20 years.
Prostate as well.
Yeah, it could be many things.
Yeah.
Or your penis is so close to your bladder.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No. It could just be you have a tiny little penis.
No, that's not. That's estate. Actually not it. It's actually because my tip data. Is so.
Yeah.
No, it's because my tip's so fucking sensitive. Girls
Nick.
Love it.
oh boy, I submitted tree. I think I have to go with mall. I still like going around and walking around the mall. Because like our mall, the Ohio Valley Mall, shout out, has some unique spots.
Aladdin's Castle.
The Ohio Valley Mall DMs me a lot on Instagram.
What's Aladdin's Castle?
You probably shout it out more than any other person ever has.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's 100% true. Aladdin's Castle was the arcade we had.
Oh.
You were taking all the girls to KB Toys, weren't you?
Shit.
Hey, come check this out.
Yeah. Big fan of KB.
My dad owns this place, yeah.
This is my spot.
So this is just chilling at the mall, not buying something?
Yeah, that was still a blast.
I never flirted at the mall.
You never did?
No.
I'm in the same boat. I would be like, every time I went there, I was like, oh, we're about to get it on. But then I just walked by like a stalker.
You guys just walked up to girls and flirted with them?
No, my boy Josh did.
But yeah, my friend. Right, okay, you had the right guy.
I was like that guy in You. I was just following at a distance.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at the Ohio Valley Mall. They do have a weird array.
The food court's pretty elite at malls.
They have Fairfield Inn and Suites that attached to the mall.
Ooh, but getting free samples at the mall, you can have that. Yes. That's a great one.
Yep, that definitely counts. Like the Sarku Japan. Yeah. That's good stuff. So we're all going all chilling for the mall right now, KB.
Yeah, it's got to be the mall. It just, the world was so open. Everything could be yours. But it was probably not as satisfying as it was exciting, but yeah, the mall was top tier.
Mm-hmm. Rudy?
I agree. Definitely exciting, but not satisfying. But in its heyday, the Cherry Creek Mall had Rainforest Cafe and EB Games, which was the OG GameStop.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And man, oh, man, did I love that. Really loved it. Yeah, me and my friends used to go to the mall, hit the cafe, Panda Express maybe, EB Games, try out some stuff, demos. Be like, oh, we're going to see so many hot chicks. See a chick you don't know and be like, whoa, there is.
Where is she? Yeah.
There she is. Whoever who is that she? Is.
Yeah, before social media, you didn't know.
Yeah, it was like, you went to discover. Yeah, you went to discover new chicks. Did you guys have the guys in the mall with like the clipboards and you would go into that back room and they would show you movie trailers? You get $3.
No.
You had to rent movie trailers. Yeah, I used to do that all the time.
No, that sounds awesome.
$3.
Did you expect
nice.
Us to say yes to that?
I thought that was like...
There was like surveys.
Yes, a bunch of survey guys at the mall.
Really? I never had that.
I'd love to be surveyed.
Mm-hmm. And then you go... It was my first ASMR tingles.
Oh.
Watching trailers in the back room of a mall.
Well, no, the guy was just like, okay, 1 to 10. How do you feel about that one? And it's, oh, good shit.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Ohio Valley Mall has 3 different Christian gift shops. That feels excessive.
No, don't talk shit. I love the Ohio Valley Mall. I want them to sponsor the pod.
So chilling at the mall is going to move on. Now we have the number 4 seed versus the 13 seed Titan matchup. 4 seed is dropping something down a shaft. Yeah. Ooh, you ever see a video where someone drops a big rock down like a mine shaft or something?
You don't get to do it very often.
Oh, that's what makes it special.
I don't know if I've ever dropped. What are we talking about? A shaft?
Like, or just like a long hole. Like,
a long like a hole. Subway hole, maybe? Or
yeah,
something?
Exactly. Like, you just hear it like clatter around in the middle of a big hole.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah. And that's going up against number 13 seed, Great Submission, singing the Halo theme song in a place with good acoustics.
Oh.
Yeah, that one, late submission, I had to, that one is a necessary one, especially that one, everyone knows the one kid in the bathroom, right?
The young Hawaiian boy.
Yes, the little Hawaiian man that just belted his heart out. So dropping something down a long, we'll say like a shaft, it works, right? Yeah. Shaft versus singing the Halo song in a place with good acoustics, Rudy.
Is it okay? Because I think of it more as like kicking a rock off a cliff,
rolling a rock down a
Save
cliff.
Save that for a different conversation.
So what are we talking about? What does shaft mean here?
We're saying long orifice where you can hear it clatter around.
Like a lacrosse shaft?
Does it have to be man-made?
A well?
I think it has to be man-made.
I don't think it has to be man-made.
You know what's also really cool, sort of similar vibe? Spitting from somewhere high up.
Oh. I think you can count
spitting from somewhere high up and watching it fall is
watching it fall.
I love doing that.
I think it's really underwhelming.
Oh,
the spit? Yeah,
I do not.
Versus the rock, yes. Apart.
Is this like Plinko? Does Plinko count at all?
No, because you can't see it. You can't see it. You can only be able to hear it, I think.
Unfortunately, it doesn't.
Yeah.
You can't see where it lands.
Yeah.
Dropping something and not seeing.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah, just hearing where here
dropping shit, just dropping shit from high up.
Does that count?
What?
Spitting?
Yeah,
we can count spitting, but it needs to be in the shaft is the important part here.
Hung up on shaft. That what? I'm thinking
big hole.
The shaft is throwing me off.
I'm thinking about a well.
Like the well is a shaft.
The well's a shaft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, mine shaft. Thinking of like a, an elevator shaft.
Okay. It is a shaft.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not talking like a lacrosse shaft, like your dick
shoot,
or shaft.
Yeah. Shoot or pit.
Shoot or pit.
I'm thinking like I'm at Splish Splash or a water or an amusement park, and I'm at the top of the line, and I spit down there, and I watch my spit go down.
That might be. That's not exactly the same as what we're talking about, but you're in the right spirit of it.
You
I
mean,
think.
Spit in the slide.
No, he's taking spit off like a big tower.
Like in like and you it goes to the trees or something.
Yeah.
Splish splash.
So
you need a shaft though.
Yeah, you do need a shaft in this specific case.
Then I'm voting for the fucking other one.
Rudy.
What was the other one?
Halo.
Oh. Yeah, I'm kinda with Tommy. I definitely have done the shaft thing before, but not many times. But then again, I would like to hear people do the Halo song, but I don't really ever remember doing it that much myself. I definitely did it in the locker room a couple times, so I'll do the Halo.
Singing Halo, KB.
I think throwing something down a shaft that's say dozens of feet, like I would pay to do that. I would pay $10 to do that.
Yeah,
and I just like looking down long narrow shafts or pits. So I'll go that.
One for the shaft, Nick.
I think both of these have been ruined by the internet. People only do them now to share it. Guys aren't doing this for their own volition anymore. So I'm abstaining because these are these are both tainted by
the internet.
Well, at their peak, though.
Yeah, true. It is. We're all talking about their peak, and now it's subsided because of the internet.
Fair. Then I'm going shaft.
Then you're going shaft.
Two. I kind of want to abstain and just vote for spitting from high up.
I think save that for a different...
Okay, then I guess I'll go shaft. I've never done the Halo thing. I was never a Halo kid.
The other one for the shaft.
I know it's free. I know it has to be free, but only one of them I would actually physically throw money down for the enjoyment.
What do you mean? Like you would throw...
I would throw quarters down an elevator shaft.
Yeah.
For how like exciting that is. And like... listening to it when it goes all the way down, like that harrowing feeling where it's like, holy shit, that was far drop.
Nick and Rudy, you remember the scene in Lord of the Rings where the bucket goes down the shaft?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Moria? Yeah. Pickling. That's satisfying.
Yep. You fool of a took.
Fool of a took. Yep.
Yep.
This guy gets it.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
So the shaft is going to move on. Now we have the number 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed digging a big-ass hole at the beach.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, that's the good stuff. Big-ass hole at the beach. And that's going up against number 8 seed. I think
big asshole at the beach.
Big asshole at the beach. I'm looking at this big asshole. I dig this guy. And that's going up against number 8 seed. Lying to someone that you'll never meet again.
Fuck.
Oh, that's untoppable.
that's good.
That is untoppable.
Wow. I'm trying to think of a human that's untoppable. his dick's too small. Let's go with, let's start with you. Oh, you're really going through it, Dukes. digging a hole.
Those are my two favorite things in the world.
Let's start back at Rudy. Let's give Dukes a second here.
Duke, okay, yeah.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Imagine you're digging a big hole on the beach. The guy's like, what are you doing? You're like, nothing.
Yeah. Lie to him.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything.
Oh, man. Or, yeah, like, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to meet you. I never was a huge... I don't think the hole was my big thing. I like building the little trench to the beach.
Yep.
Yes.
So that the water would flow up it and then flow down it.
We could say digging at the beach. I mean, we don't...
Okay. Lying, it just comes so natural. It's almost like a reflex to someone that you're never going to see again, you know? You almost don't even get any pleasure from it. But
you're wrong.
at its peak, though, it is so, so satisfying.
It's an inconsequential lie. It's getting all those lies you want to tell to your loved ones. You just do it to your Uber driver.
Mm.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. But I got to say, I really enjoy digging at the beach.
Mm-hmm. One for digging at the beach, KB.
This is tough. There's a point when you're digging at the beach where you convince yourself that you might like break a record or go so far that it's going to change the whole day for everyone.
Yes.
But a good lie when both parties come out of it excited is the best feeling. I lie about like, so if I find out someone's from like a city, I'll just say, yeah, I've been there.
I told my Uber driver last week, place. He was from South America. I'm like, me and my girlfriend are going there.
Yeah. Stuff like that. And they get all excited. You're excited.
I gotta go meet Parvati quick. All
right, so I'm going to go lie. A good lie.
You're gonna go with good lie. Have you ever like got like said a lie to someone you didn't think you would meet again, and you ended up meeting them again, and they like, fuck, what was the lie?
Not yet.
It happened to me because there was a group, like a subgroup of my girlfriend at the time's friends, who I'm like, I'm never gonna meet these people again. But then they became main group people.
Ooh, and what you say?
I forget exactly what the lie was, but it was something insane. It was like something about like my nanny had done something. I never even had a nanny.
You seem like a kid who's had some serious lies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing too... Oh, I had one really bad one. Oh.
What was it?
It was something about, like, I can't... I was a student body president in my senior year, and I said, like, I can't go do this. Like, we did, like, a school car wash or whatever like that. And mm-hmm. I was like, I can't do this because, like, someone killed themselves in my family. And I was like, the second I said it... I was like, oh, I could have said anything else.
Any other thing.
I could have said anything else. Why did I say that?
And
I
think it's because
I just heard that about somebody that killed himself, and it was just fresh on the mind. And so that ended all the questioning right after that. And no one said a word after. But so it was fine in that regard. But I was like, why the fuck did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
That was a tough
bad.
One. Yeah. But yeah, so Nick, digging the hole at the beach or lying?
Man, at peak... There's still a part of me that feels some guilt, even though it makes that person happy, even though it's inconsequential. There's a part of me. There's no guilt about a hole. I'm going hole.
Two for the hole, Tommy.
There's nothing better than lying to people with no consequences. On an elevator, specifically on an elevator, having an absurd conversation with your friend. Me and my friend Seraphim, we run this all the time where
Seraphim,
the legend, will Seraphim. Say something like, yeah. Oh, it's so good to see you. Like when there's a stranger, so good to see you, man. Like, when's the last time we saw each other? Was it... Stephen and Emily's wedding? It was like 6 months ago. It's been a while. And then, what a beautiful wedding. And then just be like, oh, her dad, man. Be like, yeah. And then one of them just says, what a kisser. What a great kisser. It gets me every time.
You guys are so stupid.
that's a riot.
It's a riot. And it kills us. The person probably doesn't even hear it. But I think even a minute example of this would be like, going to Starbucks and saying your name's fucking, I don't know, Brad or whatever. Just giving them a...
That's a rush.
That's a
you
rush.
You do that?
Not anymore, yeah. But
what do you get out of that?
No, as a kid...
You promise a lot of second dates if they give up the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
That's also true.
Facts. Yeah, no, like doing it like a red mango at the mall, it's shit. Like... Oh,
I thought I knew where I was going, but there was nothing better than like having to drop your name when you're 8 years old and being like Peter Parker, and then they're like,
yeah.
"Order for Peter Parker." You're like,
yeah. All right, we're 2-2. You're gonna break the tie, Dukes.
Those are more pranks, I think.
That's a lie.
Pranks are lies, though.
Brad is a lie. Peter Parker is a prank.
Yeah.
But is it a lie if they don't even know? Like,
that's the best part. You're just doing it to do it.
Yeah, but like right. Some like 17-year-old is like this fucking asshole.
I never did that. I feel like I need to get into lying.
It's fun.
Or like you meet someone at a bar. Where'd you go to school? USC.
Harvard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to know.
I've done that. I feel guilty doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. It never crossed my mind.
Such a rush.
I make up entire like novels about myself when I go to the bar. Like, where'd you go to college? Harvard. What do you do? Investment banker at Goldman Sachs. Like, I've gotten caught to the point where they're like, you work at Goldman Sachs? Like, what department are you in? Like, oh, I'm in investment banking. Oh, so am I. Who's your manager? Like, to the point where it's like, I'm embarrassed.
Are you doing it to try to, like...
Mostly to fuck with them.
Get them into you?
Mostly to fuck with them. I want to see how far I can go, more than anything. Mm-hmm. I do it for my own amusement more than theirs. With that said, I don't think anything can beat the exhilaration of digging a hole at the beach and thinking that I could actually go to China.
Yep. Yep, China was the goal.
Like,
of course it was your goal, Ken Jack.
And I got there. I got that big ass hole in China.
I can go to where?
I got that. I got that. Digging the hole is going to move forward. But Dukes, I mean, notice I made like an end of year clip show for this year's bracket. I forgot about your friend that robbed a tombstone
Yeah.
At in college. Yes. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, we talked about that when I went back to school. That was pretty elite.
A friend that was a grave digger?
Grave robber.
At Dayton, I lived next to a cemetery where like the Wright brothers were buried. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends one night got drunk and came back to our house with a tombstone.
Yeah.
And God damn.
That's
a crime, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a bad
That's
omen.
A bad file. Because
we were talking
grave.
About like what's fun to steal, and that wasn't. That was like, let's go bring this back.
So digging the hole to the beach is going to move on. Now we have our 1 seed versus our 16 seed Chan. The Chan is just Tommy's options. Straight up Tommy's options. So we'll run straight through them. Daydreaming.
Daydreaming's the best. One of the greatest things.
But you can't plan it is my thing. Like you can't.
Who says you have to plan these activities?
Tommy, I'm with you on that.
I mean, as a kid, like I would have daydreams by period in high school. It's like, oh, this period I'll daydream about this thing. I'm a baseball player. I'm this. I'm that. I'm having sex with a girl for once. Things of that nature.
Similarly, you had interviewing yourself in your head like you're on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, I do this a lot with hot ones. Every time I'm in the shower, I interview myself on hot.
How do you do on Da Bomb?
I do well, but he does better.
So you make it like realistic.
Yeah, his
like
questions.
How you think it would go?
His questions are so good I always think to myself like, "Oh, that's a good question." Like, but it's my own question. But you know, I like everyone on Hot Ones. They're like, "Oh, that's such a good question, Sean." Like in my head, I'm writing ones where I'm even in the scenario, my character is blown away by how good of a question. Yeah.
Like, give me an example of a question that would blow you away. Like if a Nardwar did a Tommy Smokes interview.
That's who I do it for.
Yeah.
I was about to say I was going to make funny, but I do it with Nardwar.
Mm-hmm.
If he had something to blow, well, so in this, obviously, if I'm on Hot Ones, I'm in movies, right? So he would maybe ask me
not obviously.
He would ask me something like, "What's the difference between like, you know, making a short form piece of internet content versus a movie?" And I would answer something like, "Well, you know, when you're making internet content, you have to really compete for people's attention, like because they could just scroll to the next thing. When you're making a movie or a TV show, you know people are going to grace you with a little bit of their time, right?
You're
you don't
ready.
Have to hook them in immediately in the first couple." And it's a really, really good discussion.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
What does the top comment say?
Like, would never heard
you
of this guy,
this
but
guy's
he's really,
really
good.
Passionate
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like wasn't really familiar with this guy, but I like him a lot. Like, or that maybe like, oh, 14, like timestamp 14:38.
In your fantasy, the top comment is wasn't really familiar with this guy.
I try to keep my daydreams realistic. Like, even when I would daydream about being like a baseball player, like I was never an MVP or anything, but I'm a solid second baseman. I hit 280, 16 home runs a year.
You had a funny comment today from somebody on like, that was the bus in tweet.
Oh yeah, that was an ultimate ricochet shot. Like
this?
Some guy was arguing with Will. He's like, "You're such a fucking loser, like leaving Barstool, blah, blah, blah." And then some other guy replied to the troll and was like, "Bro, you look gayer than Tommy Smokes right now." Like not even adding me.
You know, when I did KB, which I think you'll relate to, is when I'm listening to like when I do cardio, I listen to dubstep, and I'm all in on being like a DJ. How I'd have my visuals.
Oh yeah, I do this,
and then I picture a world where like I play dubstep like the piano.
I do the same exact
world,
thing,
but it's I'm
Dukes does it.
Yeah, I do the DJ.
That hurts.
I think about how I mix in a song.
I've talked ad nauseum on this show about. Pretending to be a front man whenever I listen to the songs.
Yeah. And you put the song, you just
what,
put the
what microphone moves I'd do.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
I remember the one specifically you said where like you put the microphone out and then you're just like, "You guys, you're singing the lyric for me." Or
I know. And I turn around, I'm like, it brings like a tear to my eye because like, yeah, I know it's a hit song. But like these lyrics resonate with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you daydreaming about America's Got Talent audition where you sing Cooler Than Me by Mike Posner, but you put a unique twist on it and it blows them
away? Let's hear it.
"I got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me." Like, you hit that. "You wear them around like you're cooler than me, but you never say, hey, yo, remember my name." And like, not bad, right? A unique flair.
I'm going to make sure to clip that and post that and tag Mike Posner in it and see what he thinks.
"You ride them around like..." And they're like, and I get like 3 out of 4 yeses. I would never get a golden buzzer. I never even come close to getting a golden buzzer.
But you get to.
That'd be crazy if you didn't.
Yeah.
And Tommy also has looking at a waterfall in the lobby.
I love a good waterfall, a fake
Kendrick,
waterfall
you have
in the
waterfall in your lobby.
I do.
The lobby of an office building. I think everywhere should have it.
That is a treat.
Mm-hmm.
Any sort of aquascape gets me fucking going.
God. Yeah.
Yeah.
The hot lava game. You're just saying
that's
like you're stepping on like
No, like as a kid, like you and your friends put
floor
a bunch
is
of
lava.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Floor is lava, put a bunch of pillows on the floor. You can't touch the floor. It's lava. Great game.
Cushions were my favorite toy as a kid.
Oh, building a fort. I don't know if that's on cushions. Here.
Building a fort.
Yeah. Building a fort is fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
We used to do Avalanche, where we'd take all the pillows and put them at the top of the stairs.
Yep.
Yep.
Writing your life log.
Yeah, I think I've talked about this before. I have a log where I write down everything I do every day, so I could then look back and say, "Oh, what I do on July 12th, 2022?" And I look back, and say, "Oh,
a diary."
Yeah, it's just
not
a diary.
The diary would be if I was writing down my feelings. This is a life log. It's just a,
just like a captain's log.
It's things
do
I did.
You have this now? That's a dude that's prepping to commit a crime.
That's just pure stats.
Could Luigi I give you a date and you can tell me what happened?
Yeah, so it started May of 2021.
Jesus. Okay, November 3rd, 2022.
Are you going to? I'm going to have to keep going because it's going to take a while to scroll back.
His next one is Sporkle Quizzes, which I agree with, although I guess
that's
there's
great.
Tertiary cost to it. Doing the number challenge on TikTok, which I don't.
Yeah, I just found this out. I bet you guys would actually all love this.
The 1 through 10?
No, ranking? No, it's 20. No, it's 20 slots, mm-hmm. and it's a number generator that's anywhere between 0 and 999.
Okay.
And this guy does it, and you have to put it in an order so that they all fit.
Yeah, I've done it.
Okay.
It's fun, just a lot of fun to do. It's like literally almost statistically impossible to do. But
and then chess, and then also crossword puzzles, which
yeah,
we're
I mean,
all
we
crossword.
All, we all like those.
Yeah, we know crosswords, although we do pay a prescription.
Oh man,
but you could do free ones.
Subscription for there are free.
What is, November 3rd, 2022?
Oh my god, the way you have it written down,
it's on a Google Doc.
So to run through them all again, just for, and Dukes, you'll start the vote on this time. Daydreaming, interviewing yourself in your head, looking at a waterfall, a hot lava game, writing in your life log, Sporkle quizzes, number challenge, chess, and crossword.
I got November 30, 2022.
What was between number challenge and crossword? Like chest?
Chess. Although chest could be on there too.
Woke up and had coffee and meditated. Went to gym. I was going through one of my meditation and gym phases. Went to Target. Came back and had hard-boiled eggs, showered and went to work, went on out and about, did crossword, did rundown with Vibs and Billy, wrote Survivor blog, came home, me and Rob, my roommate, Ubered to Five Lamps for trivia, Anthony and Julia came, we only had 3 seats and small table, had burger and fries and hard apple ciders, we finished middle of the pack, came back, watched some YouTube, fell asleep.
Nice.
What a fucking day.
This is a pretty full
day.
That's
a good day. That was a good day. You picked a good day, Katie.
Has your life changed very much?
Today, I woke up, went to the gym, and had hard-boiled eggs.
met Survivor people. That's better than going out to
Survivor
blog.
People. Did not meditate. Yeah.
So, Dukes, which one of those chain options do you like?
Chess is good.
And you, from experience?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, during COVID, I got really
into. He
became
a grandmaster.
Yeah. He's got like an EQ level of 5,000.
I remember during COVID, I took a Xanax and would play my friends in chess, and I felt like the queen's I felt I was legitimately the queen's gambit. I was like, I'm going to be. This is what my calling is.
There was a
point. I like daydreaming. What was the? There was one waterfall.
Waterfall and a lot of
Do you play on the chess app?
Yeah, I would play people on the chess app, and
what's
I don't even know. I wasn't very good. I haven't played in years, but me and my roommates used to play a ton.
Chess is good.
Yeah, I played Stephen Shea for like 6 months straight using a computer, but didn't tell him.
That's so fucked up.
Just kept beating him, and he was like, damn, you're really good.
You know what? I'm going to go chess. Playing, like going to Washington Square Park, and I don't know if you guys have ever done
the
this.
The chess also?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Getting hustled in Washington Square Park is a little
I did that on shrooms once.
That's
wow, Tommy.
Shrooms are all right.
One for chess, Tommy.
Daydreaming. Nothing can top daydreaming. The world is at your fingertips. Anything you want to do. You can just fucking daydream, and there it is. It's a great use of going to bed, in the shower, walking to and from work, whatever. Daydreaming. If you don't have a bunch of different versions of yourself ready, then I'm going to go in this world today.
It's a little George Costanza. I do appreciate – I was going to go daydreaming because I do prepare how, like, if someone asks someone else a question, how I would answer it.
Mm. Right. So one for chess and one for daydreaming right now. Nick?
It's daydreaming. It is my favorite thing to do.
Mm-hmm. You have mentioned it multiple times in the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
KB?
Yeah, I mean, at its peak, the daydreaming session, it can last long. It can last a couple hours, especially if you build a world in your head.
Or a state.
So you're a state with different people. you know, fantasizing is, I guess, part of the daydreaming umbrella. That's awesome. So, yeah, it has to be daydreaming. Crossword would be a close second, but I pay for the New York Times, and that's the only one I do. So, daydreaming.
Daydreaming, Rudy?
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Crossword's close second. Really enjoy those. But daydreaming is something that I do without even thinking. It's something in my entire life has just been so rewarding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So daydreaming is going to move on and play our number one seed. Our number one seed, by far the most submitted option, which I'm sure you can guess, just jerking off. It was the most submitted option. But let me add a caveat here.
It's crazy that jerking off's free.
But let me add on to this. It was the most submitted one by far. So many people submitted it. Not a soul submitted sex, which is also free. You could have
not really.
It isn't, but it is. You know what I mean?
It's not available.
Could have just said sex, but no, it's jerking off.
Yeah, but I think it's the convenient. Like what I'm thinking, free. Like the sex is not nearly as convenient. I could jerk off right now.
Don't.
No, but I could.
Please don't.
Just I guess I have that power.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a free lunch. When it comes to sex. In some way, you're always going to have to pay for it.
Like, well, I know what you mean.
Yeah, like a date. A dinner.
Yeah.
A prostitute.
A child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you end up with a kid?
You could also have like a girlfriend or something.
That's expensive.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I'm just saying. It should have also been on somebody's mind at some point along the line here. Rudy.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Jerking off versus what? Sorry?
Daydreaming.
Oh. Man, jerking off's awesome. Fuck, daydreaming's awesome. This is a really tough one.
I'm gonna campaign for daydreaming here for a second. I think sometimes daydreaming that you're with a super hot girl, whatever, in high school, your crush, that's more enjoyable than just jerking off.
Yeah. And are we stripping? Are we doing like jerking off? No,
we're stripping. Yeah,
no visual aid.
Wait, jerking off? No, what
costs money?
The phone does cost money.
And then you would have to daydream.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. I guess, you can't really have any, like, attached cost to it, which would include, like, a magazine or a phone or internet or whatever.
Jerking off acoustic, that's, no.
Acoustic?
Yeah. Acoustic.
Yeah. Analog? Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Analog, yeah.
Acapella.
Yeah, acapella.
Jerking off acoustic, it's crazy. I'm just projecting sound waves on my cock until it fucking goes.
Beatboxing. I got to go daydreaming then, for sure. Yeah.
One.
I can't even imagine. I don't know if I've ever just straight jerked off.
You've never straight jerked off.
Yeah. I've only gay jerked off.
You know.
No. Where's my gay car?
Oh, no.
Where's my gay car?
Yeah, where's the car?
Where's my premium membership? Yeah, I'm going to go daydreaming. But yeah, I don't think I've ever jerked off without any kind of visual aid. Maybe a couple times.
Mm-hmm. So one for daydreaming. KB?
Yeah, I guess if we... eliminate the technology, then jacking off goes from like a 9.8 to a 5.
That's a big drop.
It would maybe be a 5.5.
I feel like
depending on how horny you are,
that
could still be great.
It was significantly easier to do it without an aid in like high school or like middle school. It's impossible now. Like I don't even think I could if I tried.
Yeah. But at its peak, jacking off would just break the charts.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna still go daydreaming. Daydreaming.
Two for daydreaming.
At its peak, my peak of jacking off didn't last very long. I got over it pretty quick.
You're peeking on people.
I don't know if it was shame or guilt.
There was some shame attached, especially as Catholic boys.
Because I knew every time I did it, I'd have to tell on myself to
an adult
in confession. Yeah. I'm going to go with what has brought me more joy for longer, which is daydreaming.
Daydreaming. Three for
I'll daydream long after I quit jerking off.
Three for I will say, to Tommy's point, I think I kind of agree in that, like, in the daydreaming fantasy where you're with the really hot girl, there is no climax, which I do think almost makes it
And it's just nice.
It's nice. You're just enjoying your life feeling. Together. Like after the climax and jerking off, you feel kind of like
disgusting.
Gross.
Well, then you feel disgusting. But you exit the fantasy that you're in. You're like, well, that's not my life. at all. But that never will be.
Isn't that
a
plus?
Don't get to come.
Isn't that a plus for daydreaming?
One of these
though?
Has coming.
Yeah, but there's also shame.
Yeah, there is a lot. Yeah. A lot of shame.
Tommy.
Yeah, daydreaming.
Daydreaming's gonna win.
Yeah, I'm also on. Daydreaming. I think actually daydreaming while jerking off used to be pretty elite.
How do you do
I still
that?
Think just like imagine it's happening. Like if you're
that's just
you're
jerking off.
Yeah, that's but like no technology. Like I feel better if I daydream jerk off than like watching something jerk off.
That's fair. I consider that like a mind work. I think that helps your creativity more. I think.
Yeah.
Right. I think if you use porn or some sort of visual aid as a crutch. You lose a little bit of yourself.
To some degree, I don't like porn because when I like finish jerking off, you're just like oh, like so many other people have looked at this video as well.
Yeah, it's like you get jealous.
Yeah, this isn't my video at all.
You see like a million.
I thought she was mine.
Yeah, you see like a million people. You're like, oh,
I don't think she likes me.
Yeah, oh, I feel like she used me.
24 million views on this video of Riley Reid. How God she dares she do this for other men?
I thought I was the one.
Yeah, seeing a lot of views is shameful, but also seeing like a tiny amount of views is really shameful. Right. 312 views. Well, what did I do?
That feels like you. That feels like you're intruding on somebody's life.
Yeah, you're doing something wrong. Like truly
it was
wrong.
Posted by mistake.
Yeah.
It has like a bunch of downvotes.
Yeah, like a
and Jack, you should do a video series jerking off to the worst reviewed porn.
Yes.
On the internet.
I was actually thinking about that because there's this video of this guy that goes to 1-star rated restaurants and like he's like, let's see if this food is actually this bad, and like just going to the worst rated porn trying to
pull
jerk
one up
off
right now, Ken Jack.
I'll do it on my phone off our Wi-Fi.
Can you sort by least like
worst, if you could sort
worst
by
rated?
You could definitely sort by rated at some like I don't know. I'll try it on Pornhub. Let's see if it works. Actually, I don't even know how you do it because then you have to scroll all the way to the bottom.
Do you have to go to the last page?
I don't know.
You know what? We'll try it again later. It's actually a great segue into our next ad for Blue Chew. Oh. Great segue. Have better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets. These erection-enhancing tablets help men achieve stronger, harder, and longer-lasting erections for sexual activities. Blue Chew is putting its money where its mouth is and offering you a month free. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of the licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. Take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead and be ready for whatever opportunity arises. The best part, it's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. We can all relate to wanting to feel more confident, especially in the bedroom, and Blue Chew can help make life easier by getting harder. Oh, that's a good line. That's a good line.
Make life easier by getting harder. That's a good line.
Yeah, and discover your options at BlueChew.com. We got a special deal for our listeners, too. Again, try your first month of Blue Chew free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details, important safety information, and we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Shout out to Blue Chew. I've never taken any erection pill before. And I was talking to I was talking to a group of guys and I was like, I've never done this before. And like, you haven't? And they made me feel like I was in the minority for not having done it.
I have not either, but I'm sure Blue Chew's great.
I remember one time going to, I don't know.
Did you get a rhino pill or something?
We got like a rhino pill and we put it into like a beer and like mixed up the drink. So like, I still don't know if I have or haven't, but I remember getting hard. So don't think it was me.
That's you like remember that boner?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd remember something like that.
It's an upper and a downer. They probably cancel each other out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
So on the other side of the bracket, we have the number 11 versus the number 11 seed versus the 6 seed. 11 seed is touching stuff in stores. That's one of Nick's going in and just like I love just like going through the clothing like thing like Rolodex. I don't know how you call it. Just go like.
I'll touch everything. Yeah, that's knickknacks. I'll slap a bag of something.
Yeah, slapping a bag of something.
Going to Costco, I'll touch everything in the store.
Slapping a bag of.
Big rice. Big thing of rice. Big rice. Having a bag of mulch.
Mulch, yeah.
Soil.
Tossing mulch.
And then it's going up against the number 6 seed, just breaking ice. So you're at a pond, you throw something at it, you break it with your feet, you take, I don't know if you ever left like a bucket outside where it froze overnight, but then like it has that little circular piece of ice that freezes on it, and you could take it out of there, and it's just a big circle sheet of ice, you could just slam it.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean like icicles hanging off like your gutters or whatever, like all that shit is great.
Rolling down your window, and there's that thin film of ice.
Yeah. So breaking ice versus touching stuff in stores. Start with you, Dukes.
Breaking ice is one of my favorite activities, paid or unpaid. Like
if you paid to do it?
No. But out of all the paid things that I could do for fun, okay, it's right there with unpaid. I like ice fishing when they take the saw and they cut the circles. I know I saw a video of Sydney Wells like ice picking, and she used like the, I want to do that so bad, like going down there.
You know you're supposed to like put the ice back after? Like
that's dumb.
After you take the big block of ice out, you're supposed to put it back so that it refreezes, so that it doesn't like fuck with the ice or something. Like I saw a video of someone ice fishing. I didn't know that.
I do not get though, Rudy. You might be able to answer this. How do you know if the ice, like who's the tester out of pond hockey players? It's like I'm going to go test to see if this ice is okay.
I don't exactly know, but I think you drill into it and
based on
the thickness.
Mm. All right, that makes
sense. That's always scared me a little bit too.
Tiny bit.
Tiny bit.
Yeah. No worse fear than like if you would fall under ice.
Trap.
Oh, I think the video I was watching was who's the guy that goes out in Alaska and does all those
the Outdoor Boys?
Outdoor Boys. It was Outdoor Boys who did it, yeah. It was a very interesting video. So you're going with breaking ice, Tommy?
Yeah, breaking ice. It is. I think it's a little ASMR tingly. I think, Nick, I don't know if you experienced that, but breaking off an icicle clean or something, just something about the way it breaks off.
Yeah,
I'll go breaking ice.
And now that Trump's back, he's going to fix ice, right?
That's right. Yeah,
that's right. Damn right.
Only thing better is restoring ice.
Yep. Nick,
the ice. There's you're cold. It's not fun for too long. And I've always had that fear around frozen bodies of water.
Mm.
Touching stuff is timeless. And if you don't like what you touched, there's like a trillion other things you could touch right after.
Yeah.
I'm going with touching.
Just as a germaphobe with a germaphobe mom, I would get a lot of don't touch that. Don't touch that. Like that's always like, if I went to don't touch that. So I almost never touch things.
What about when you're hanging out with like your aunt?
They're huge. You probably
don't
want
to keep your hands to yourself.
you can't get your hands on them fast enough. Two for breaking ice, one for touching stuff in stores, KB.
Yeah, I guess I take for granted the ability I have to touch whatever I want pretty much. Because if in a world where you couldn't touch, I would feel enslaving. So I'm going to go touch.
Mm-hmm. I hate that feeling in like museums too. Like if you're in a museum and it says don't touch, I'm like, fuck, I want to touch this. Rudy.
I've never had the touching thing. I feel weird. Like I never have gotten like... And if I'm in a store, I have no desire to touch things. And if I do touch them, I don't feel any pleasure. In a museum, when they say do not touch, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just never felt that way. Breaking ice, on the other hand, I love doing. Especially like if you're like near like a little river or something, if you're hiking and there's a little bit of ice and you throw a rock into it and see it shatter, the icicles. Yeah. Breaking the ice is all time.
Breaking the ice, going to move on. Now we have the number 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is throwing rocks into water. So this is a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Different than the ice. So throwing a rock in the water, there's a couple videos I've seen where like the method in which the rock gets into the water is different. Like they push a rock down a hill, and then it goes down the hill, and then goes into the water. Any way you get a rock into the water, just a big-ass rock, throw it off a bridge, whatever. It's amazing. And that's going up against the number 14 seed. Now I'm thinking about it. This might have like kind of like a tertiary or detached cost, a little bit of it. But just going down a Wikipedia rabbit hole. Going down a Wikipedia rabbit hole, just looking through like... for me, it's when I go to sleep mostly. But going down a full Wikipedia rabbit hole. Like for me, like yesterday I was looking at like the Crimean War for like an hour as I went to sleep. I don't know why. It's just fun stuff. So throwing a rock into water versus a Wikipedia rabbit hole. Rudy.
Man, I thought that there was whatever you're going to say after throwing a rock in water was going to be insignificant, but Wikipedia is pretty great.
But are we considering, because if we were saying for porn, like for jerking off, that you have, there's cost of a phone and internet, that would technically be the same with Wikipedia.
There's also like an attached, but also Wikipedia is like a free to use, like it's a .org, which makes it, I feel
in
like
theory,
different.
You could just go to a library.
Exactly.
And look at Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You couldn't do it with porn.
They beg you for your money.
Yeah, they do.
Wikipedia? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd donate.
You donate on there, yeah.
But the thing about throwing a rock in water is that there's so many different types. Like there's the fun one when you get the pretty big rock, you throw it and it makes that like blunk, like it makes that unique noise. And then one of my favorite ones is you get like a really little rock and you throw it and you get enough spin on it. And when it goes in, it's just like, the most silent noise. Try to make the most silent splash. It's so satisfying. I'm thinking about it now. and you get the spin mm-hmm. on that fucker.
And fuck Skipping Stones.
Skipping Stones.
I'll shut down your Skipping Stones competition by throwing a basketball-sized rock just into the water.
Tommy did have Skipping Stones.
Yeah, I won.
I win. I did put Skipping Stones. I've never been able to really get a good skip, but
mm-hmm.
it like is exhilarating.
Ball. Yeah.
Yeah. You need like shale. Like you can't even
the
use like,
hunt
a real
is fun.
Yeah. Or yeah. like or picking a target. And just heaving it at it. Oh, God. Yeah. So I got to go. Oh. I got to go throwing rocks and water. Incredible.
I also forgot that I added underneath the banner of this one, kicking a rock down a big hill as part of the water one. So if you,
that's good to see.
Yeah. Like, you ever see the videos where, like, guys will, like, line up and they'll dislodge, like, a boulder with their legs off like, a hill, and it'll just, like, roll down the hill and explode. It is mm-hmm. It's good stuff. So right now we are one for the you're going for the rock? Sorry, Rudy?
Yes.
One for the rock. KB.
I mean, Wikipedia is one of my favorite things. I'd rather go to Wikipedia than like Hilton Head. So Wikipedia.
That's the quote card for the episode right there.
Uh-huh.
1-1, Nick.
Yeah, Wikipedia. Kyle, like, I reread the Ernest Hemingway Wikipedia last night. It is one of, I like reading books. I like reading magazines, newspapers. The Ernest Hemingway Wikipedia is one of the best reads I've ever had in my life.
Oh,
fascinating.
It's so good.
Life.
And I love the way it's laid out, just in like small paragraphs, factual,
mm-hmm.
no bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The reveal of the back-to-back plane crashes.
He survived back-to-back plane crashes. Like,
whoa, all right, spoiler alert. I might want to read this one tonight.
Idaho and suicide.
Yep.
It's so good.
Dude, he had a bizarro life. So 2-1 in favor of Wikipedia. Tommy?
It's tough. I'm struggling a little bit with the Wikipedia from the sanctity of the bracket perspective. It's allowed, but it's a struggle. The rocks is good. I don't read Wikipedia enough. I do it mainly just like look something up quick, but
mm-hmm.
I want to start doing it more. Tonight I'm going to read the Ernest Hemingway one.
Mm-hmm.
So... sanctity of myself, I'm going to go with the rocks.
2-2. Dukes, you're going to tiebreak.
Yeah, this is the easiest one of all time. It's reading Wikipedia. Mm. I think I'm a low-key nerd. Not in a smart way, but I love getting more information. And Wikipedia, I probably read 5 times a day. Like being on TikTok, find out like one little piece of information about someone, immediately to Wikipedia for about 3 hours down a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what's even better than Wikipedia now is ChatGPT. If I find something,
Tommy's
I just
addicted.
Immediately ask ChatGPT.
I never got. I can't get into that.
You're doing it wrong, brother.
I hate ChatGPT, and I hate getting in an argument with someone and they pull up facts. I like someone that will just get into an argument, like a lunchroom argument where nobody can like fact check.
Let's do this old school.
Yeah. When I was 20, I came up with my own podcast, and it was called Facts Lost in Debate, and you could not bring a phone.
It's a good name for a podcast.
You
I like that.
Dukes, what the hell?
And it was FLID, like fucking Long Island douchebag, FLID.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Do you know about FLID?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Kendrick, do you know about
FLID? I'd never heard about that.
You've
never heard of
FLID?
No.
Huh. I've never heard of that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I think it makes more
Maybe
sense.
Maybe I'll bring
for me
it back.
Yeah. FLID. That's a good name for a podcast. But yeah, you prefer like the Frank the Tank style of argument where it's like, let me just throw lies at you.
Yeah, and then all you could be like, that's not true. It's like, prove it.
Yeah. It was fucking prove me wrong. So Wikipedia is going to move on. Now we have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed is fiddling with poker chips in your hand.
The sound is good.
There's not necessarily a cost involved with just doing that.
The desire for it's not enough to be in my hands. I want to try to bite because I think it'll be soft and a good feel.
Yeah.
You want to do more.
I want to do more.
So fiddling with poker chips in your hand versus number 7 seed, which is making a vortex with a bottle that you're emptying out. So like you take the bottle and you go like whoosh, so that it comes out really fast. And then adding on to that, just clearing up a drain where all the water is clogged up. And then it all just goes down. Yeah. So any sort of, this is like the water, making a water cyclone of some kind, going up against poker chips. Let's start with you, Dukes.
Shout out Owen. He used to fiddle with his poker chips all the time, and the ASMR that it would give me was unbelievable. He would be in his room, just you could hear the poker chips going up and down. Sass would be playing Call of Duty, screaming like, oh, no! And you just hear the poker chips. Owen gave me a lot of pleasure just by that ASMR. So.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I just had at his door like, Owen, can you please let me watch you play with your poker chips, please?
Sass
is being so loud. Can you please play
with your
Sass,
shut the fuck up. Owen's playing.
This is acoustic jerking off, by the way, Rudy.
Yeah.
Sending the poker chips.
Yeah.
So one for the poker chips, Tommy.
Can you walk me through the water one a little bit more?
So you ever take like a bottle, like you take this thing, and like let's say you need to empty it out for whatever it is. You're dumping it out, and you just go like that, so that it creates like a vortex.
I've never done that.
Oh, it's good stuff. And then just a clearing up like a drain in general, so that it causes all water to drain out of a basin or of some kind.
That is good, but I'll go with the poker chips.
Two for the poker chips, Nick.
Speaking of draining liquid, I go pigs.
The tiny ass
poker chips, but I'm not happy about it. But I almost refrained.
Mm-hmm. KB?
I have to go poker chips, but I do like the idea of like creating a vortex for free.
I don't think I've ever done it,
so I'm going to go poker chips.
We've, I think, both talked about the videos where they like clear up a drain.
Yeah, the drain guy. It's a good watch.
Yeah, those give me something. Rudy?
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't think of this, but along the same lines of the poker chip is twirling a pen.
You're good at that.
You are good.
That takes like a guy that started fucking at a young age to do.
That is a fucking young move.
Thank you. 18 though. But wow. I during COVID, I was so bored.
Yeah, it's a turnoff now. I don't think it's cool.
I got so bored that I taught myself. I took a whole day and I learned how to do it lefty. So I can do both hands.
Damn.
And that was a great day. But so I assume I'll put poker chicks in that same camp. I didn't do the vortex a lot. I remember when I lived in Texas, my billet family had a hot tub, and I used to always like to make the bubbles spin, and I would spin them around. That was pretty fun. But it just it doesn't hold a candle to being able to fiddle with something. So I'll go poker chips.
You ever create a whirlpool in an above ground pool? That's why trash like that's
a blast.
Heaven.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is sweet.
Yeah, that's good stuff. But either way, the poker chip's gonna move on. I wish I could do that one poker chip move. I remember they did it in Casino Royale where like you flip it between your knuckles. Ugh, I tried it so many times. I think you need like giant hands to do it or something. I can't do it. So the poker chip's gonna move on. Now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 2 seed, finding sticks that look like guns. That is That is, that's one of Nick's additions. That is a great one. Finding,
it's not bad, yeah.
Yeah, finding a stick. There was one I saw the other day. There's a guy that, there's a Twitter account that, or TikTok account that does it, and I think Twitter or TikTok too, or both of them, where it's just like it's collecting sticks that look like guns, and the collection is incredible. It looks like they're in like the Matrix armory scene where it's just all stacks of sticks that look like guns. It's incredible. And that's going up against the number 15 seed. Having a beer with a label that you can pull off whenever the hose arrive to the function. Yeah. I've done that. Done that.
Start etching.
Yeah.
That's getting ripped off.
Yeah. Like the Rosetta Stone. I'm creating my own piece.
The second they get there, I'm just sitting there. What's that little roll you got going there? And it's like,
And then I get like the kind of glitter on my fingers. If it's specific. Yeah.
Yep. Heineken. That always gives me a little bit of glitter on it. So scratching off that beer label versus finding a stick that looks like a gun. Start with you, Rudy.
I can't say I have any feeling towards any of these. I'd never really peel the labels off stuff.
You don't get scared when the hose come around?
Nah, I guess not. Is that what that means? I don't know. I don't do that. And then the stick one, I like finding. I used to love finding sticks and stuff, but I never really thought about them as guns. But I'm sure I did do that at some point, so I'll go with sticks.
One for sticks, KB.
A good stick is a top thrill. I mean, I do the other thing, but it's more of a coping mechanism.
I
always hoped that like my patterns on the beer bottle would like impress him. It's like, wow, that looks really cool.
Are you an artist?
You must be.
Nick.
A good stick is worth 1,000 hose at the function.
Hose I'm scared of.
Yeah.
I did have a little bit of a period though where remember in what's that Leo movie? Catch Me If You Can. He ripped the labels off everything.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I thought he was so cool, so I did it for. I guess I did do that for a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. But yours wasn't because of crippling anxiety and needing something to do with your hands.
It's because of a man that I thought was cool.
Yeah.
Do you ever you roll it up and then put it into the empty beer bottle? That's usually where I end up with it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had a stick, I think, for about probably close to 25 years now in my garage that I found.
Holy shit, consecutive?
Yeah, 25 straight years in the garage.
1 year we lost it and got back though.
Yeah. No, it was,
That poor stick, man.
It's great. It's a prisoner. It wouldn't even be around. No, it probably wouldn't be existing anymore if I didn't bring it in.
It feels like a prisoner.
No. Okay, I'll release it.
Yeah. Let it go.
See how far it can get.
What it comes back like? With the Chef Boyardee can.
Stick.
Yeah. That's nice. A good walking stick.
Yeah.
It's sick. Yeah.
Did you search for like a Gandalf type staff after Lord of the Rings? Because I tried heavily.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I wanted one so bad, like with that little warp with the you could put the thing in. I wanted it. Could never find them on that.
But
that
imagine if Gandalf's staff looked like a bazooka.
Yeah.
No.
And he was just like,
that'd be cool if just Gandalf had a bazooka,
but wouldn't.
A wooden bazooka.
Yeah.
If it was just like a stick that looked like a gun and he shot it like a gun at people with spells, it would be a different type of movie. Tommy.
I'm going to go peeling stickers off. I think, you know, maybe a sticker on your desk, like in school or something, and do the ear peeling it off. It could be a little frustrating. Don't get me wrong. It can be frustrating. But once you get that corner off at first, then good little peel. Mm.
One for the beer label.
Yeah, I think the beer label can go for any drink, and I don't think that I've gotten social anxiety in my life thanks to that. I mean, every conversation I'm in, if I have something in my hand, I peel it off, because every time I'm like a little bit anxious,
I do a lot for that is I take straw wrappers and straw I wrap them into very small balls.
Like if
yeah.
Yep.
I'll be in a conversation.
Wrap them around my finger like a ring, make it twirly. Yeah.
Yes, and I'll be in like a conversation and like with my hands by the end of the conversation, I'm like, well, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, I'm like, how did this happen?
You didn't even know you did it.
Yeah, I'm like, this isn't you, this is me.
Yeah. Either way, the finding the sticks that look like guns is going to move on. Now we can do a run through our playoffs. Before that, let's talk about DraftKings. NFL playoffs. We're talking about NFL playoffs. You bet we are. Get on the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official betting partner of the NFL. Scoring touchdowns is the key to winning the NFL playoffs, and you are the key to scoring big on them at DraftKings, the number one place to bet on touchdowns. You ready to place your first bet? Try betting on something simple like a player to score six. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick. Here's another reason to watch your favorite players crush it in the playoffs. New customers bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Score big during NFL playoffs at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DEBATE. That's code DEBATE for new customers and get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. I'm trying to think of like what I want to spend one of those on this weekend. It's probably going to be, I want the Bills to win so bad. Like
I'm almost starting. Yeah? I'm starting to root for the Chiefs just because how much everyone's
starting.
First of all, seeing a three-peat would be cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's never been done ever.
It would be.
Like, being alive for a three-peat. And I don't know. Like, people – I've always thought it's – you know what? It's quite frankly gay when people just hate a team because they're good. Grow up. Oh, the team's so good. I hope they don't win again. Who cares? I never felt that way with, like, the Patriots or anything.
Well, you were – well, for me, it's a divisional thing, so that makes more sense. But like, for you, it doesn't, I guess, because Giants. Right. But
I don't give a fuck. The Chiefs win Super Bowl. Bills win the Super Bowl. How does that affect my life? There's a lot of other things going on.
I think there's funny, opportunities. Like, I would love to see the Chiefs make the Super Bowl, and Patrick Mahomes gets hurt, and Carson Wentz beats.
I knew that was going to come. Fucking dark way.
Like,
yeah.
Carson Wentz comes in.
That would be
Carson Wentz and funny. Andy Reid beat the Eagles. That's funny.
Yeah,
that hadn't even crossed my mind. That is now the exact scenario that I'm rooting for.
The Buffalo Bills make the Super Bowl. They play the Commanders. They lose. Like, they finally beat the Chiefs. There's, like, some funny scenarios.
And they just lose to a rookie quarterback.
I'm rooting for, like, some funny scenarios like that.
Could happen.
Chiefs, Commanders, as I close my eyes and I envision these
Commanders and
matchups,
Chiefs, actually, would be the cool way to announce that.
Nice. That's the one. I can't see that. All the other ones,
it's the colors for me.
Yeah.
You can or can't?
Can't.
Yeah. Like, Chiefs-Eagles rematch. You know, Bills, Eagles are two really good teams. Bills, Commanders, I think they played in the past. That makes sense to me. Chiefs, Commanders?
They've played in the Super Bowl before.
Right. Mm. That's what I meant. I know they've played it in the past at some point.
Tip my cap.
Like, Chiefs, Commanders, no, that doesn't sit right in my tummy.
Yeah, it's ugly. So yeah, now we can run through our playoffs real quick. Speaking of their playoffs, first is dropping something down a shaft, which we talked about before, versus chilling in the mall. Start with you, Dukes.
I'm surprised Rubik's Cube didn't make it. But going off
you have
that,
to buy the Rubik's Cube.
We were all thinking it. Yeah. Everybody watching is thinking, where the hell is Rubik's Cube?
What about PlayStation 5?
Damn. Can't believe we didn't think of that.
I guess it's one of those things I just...
Sound off in the comments, where the fuck is Rubik's Cube?
Where the fuck is Fogo de Chao?
Yeah, damn.
Right.
Because Rubik's Cube's not one of those things that I feel like anyone buys.
No, they're only gifted. It's fair.
That's still, I would never play with
it. I think I've had 12 Rubik's Cubes in my life. I've bought zero.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't buy that.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Hanging out at the mall.
Chilling at the mall.
The more that I thought, the free samples, going to GameStop, playing the free video games, trying out the new video games. going to Sleepy's, sleeping in all the
beds. The mattresses,
like,
yeah.
I'm thinking about like when the Tempur-Pedic bed came out.
Would you actually sleep?
Yeah. Like, when the Tempur-Pedic bed came out.
You gotta sleep.
Yeah. When the Tempur-Pedic bed came, we would all, we wouldn't all, but I would lay in the beds there, and then the mall cop would come, he'd chase you. There was something exhilarating about that, and then we'd hide.
You're a Roosevelt Field guys.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Owned that place.
Yep. Don't go to Roosevelt Field Mall without chasing.
Think we've ever been in the Roosevelt Field Mall at the same time? Probably not. Odds on that have to be very low.
I would imagine we have been.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say no. I would confidently say no.
Did you ever get pushed down the stairs at Roosevelt Field?
I did not.
All right. Maybe we haven't.
Yeah, that would be the only way.
The only possible way that could have happened. You're going with Chin at the mall, Tommy.
What is it up against?
Throwing something down a shaft.
Oh, mall. Easy.
Mall, easily. Nick.
Mall. About mall and a long shot.
Mm-hmm. Mall's going to win, but KB?
Yeah. Don't go into the mall, especially if you're from like a more rural area. The splendor and grandeur of that, can't compare it.
The nearest good mall that had a food court was 40 minutes away.
Damn, really?
Because the Ohio Valley Mall didn't have a food court.
Washington, PA. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Damn, 40 minutes. I think the closest one to me was like maybe 10 minutes. Max.
So it was like a special event for me, too.
It was an event, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that adding on to it. Rudy?
Yeah, mall. Because the best part about it is that you feel like it's yours. Like, it's your space. You feel like you have some sort of connection, even though it is soulless and everyone else has that same feeling. You get used to the regulars. We had this crazy lady that would walk laps there. And we would always see her. And then the other exhilarating feeling is like you go see a friend and then you go to their local mall and you get to see what's going on the other side of the fence.
My mall experience was probably the first time I've ever felt confident because I was always like afraid to go out with my parents and everything. I was afraid to go places alone. But then when I went with my boy Josh in Cleveland, my two boys, I was my most confident I've ever been.
Yeah.
Those guys, that would help.
You go to Cleveland looks just like the singer Lloyd.
He looks like Lloyd.
No, Cleveland's another one of the guys. But Cleveland looks just like the R&B singer Lloyd. And so people, we would go to big malls and people would think he's Lloyd.
That's
I had to look up Lloyd. Yeah.
I remember Lloyd. I don't remember what he looked like.
Cleveland. Looked like Cleveland.
Okay, now I know.
So the mall is going to move on. Rudy, you go with, you went with mall as well?
Yeah.
So now we have the daydreaming versus digging a big hole, just digging at the beach.
I thought we already had this matchup.
We had daydreaming versus jerking it, then digging a hole versus the line. Yeah. So Rudy, you're first. Daydreaming versus digging the hole at the beach.
I mean, daydreaming is kind of overpowered because I can daydream about the best hole.
Yep. Nix is that.
And whatever way you take that, still sick. So I mean, daydreaming is just unbeatable in my opinion because anything is possible. Whereas with digging a hole, you have to leave the hole. Yeah. Whereas daydreaming, you can just onto the next one or onto the next daydream. You know, so daydreaming, it's just I'm realizing it is maybe one of my greatest pleasures.
Also, the best part of the hole is when it's the biggest, and when it's the biggest, you're done.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So one for daydreaming, KB.
Yeah, I always go into the hole thinking that I'm going to change the world, but why do I always stop? Something happens that makes me stop.
You got to leave the beach.
Yeah, you run out of time.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go daydreaming.
Two for daydreaming, Nick.
It's daydreaming, because I was like in my head thinking about digging a hole, which was just proved my point.
Three for daydreaming is going to win, but Tommy.
Daydreaming. I think tonight, my persona, who's the quarterback of the Jets, is going to go on Call Her Daddy, maybe, because I've just been seen with Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Very impressive.
Thank you.
What's your Jets quarterback name?
Tom Scabelli.
Oh, nice.
it stemmed from my fake Madden league.
What type of home do you live in?
Okay, so this is honestly a major problem for me. So I we've talked about this before. I make myself the quarterback for team in Madden, but I haven't played Madden in a couple of years, but I know I'm a Giants fan, but for whatever reason, I was the Jets. I don't hate the Jets like I hate the Mets, so it's easy enough to daydream. And we're good. We won the last two Super Bowls. I haven't decided if we're going to win this Super Bowl or not, because I don't want to win it every year. But me, Garrett Wilson, we go to the clubs a lot. Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner, we all came up together, the core four. But here's my issue, is that I want to be a New York City playboy, right? But the Jets practice facility is in Florham Park. It's in like Central Jersey, oh, yeah, and no. That's where I would be Monday through Friday. So am I going to have to live in like Weehawken, New Jersey?
No,
so in my head, my workaround is I do have an apartment in Tribeca that I get to whenever I can, and then I have something in Weehawken too. But yeah. It's a major.
I don't think that's a huge issue.
Yeah, it's fine. A major issue.
Football season.
Yeah, I know, but then then I go to Turks and Caicos in the off season and shit.
Where is the Giants practice facility?
It's
used to be Hofstra.
Closer,
no, Jets.
No, Jets used to be Hofstra. That would have been great. Yeah. The Giants one is it's closer. It's like by Hoboken. It's actually right where they play. It's next to the stadium. It's next to MetLife Stadium.
Why don't you request a trade?
That's just very unrealistic. My legacy would be ruined. Requesting a trade from the Jets to the Giants. And listen, I am a Giant fan, but what I have going with the Jets right now is
this very isn't realistic Philadelphia. Enough.
Mm.
It's very special. What?
Yeah, it's in East Rutherford. Yeah.
Go to Philadelphia and have the apartment in Tribeca.
That would be so far.
Are you talking about going to the Eagles, or are you saying...
No, I'm not going to the Eagles.
Okay.
We're building a dynasty.
Well, obviously, yeah, he's not going to the Eagles.
We just beat the Bengals in round one. We hosted the Ravens on Sunday. I haven't daydreamed that one quite yet.
You haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, we're going to win that. It's a matter of if we're going to beat the Chiefs or not. I haven't decided.
So daydreaming versus hanging out at the mall to go into the finals. Rudy.
Daydreaming, without question.
Were you daydreaming about being at the mall?
All the way. I was going to say, I honestly think there's something better than digging a hole at the beach, and that is sprinting into the ocean and jumping over the first wave like you're scoring a touchdown.
Or just getting pulverized by the waves.
Yeah.
Oh,
getting annihilated by a wave.
I love getting whomped.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot of aquatic ones. Leaning against the wall of a pool like you're Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But daydreaming.
Daydreaming.
Daydreaming for me, too.
Mm-hmm. Have any of you ever worked in a mall?
No.
I
would love to, though. I thought it would be like a cool like fraternity, like you would hang out with like the people from the other stores, and there would be like, they would close down, you guys would like do fun shit.
Like Dane Cook and Employee of the Month?
Yes.
Oh my god, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That just sounded like the year 2007. I don't know why.
That is when it came out, I'm pretty sure.
Employee of the Month, yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's like right around then.
I feel like malls peaked then.
Yeah.
For us, yes. I worked at
social media killed the mall.
The GNC I worked at was in the mall. It was miserable, by the way. Not fun.
Yeah. When I was a kid, they took away KB Toys and EB Games, and like,
you love those acronyms, yeah.
I would complain to my mom constantly. I'm like, they're not thinking about the fucking customer base. Like, it's,
oh yeah,
we need another store where you can buy an artisan scarf. Oh good God, we need another woman.
That wasn't what my mom.
We need another phone case salesman kiosk.
There it is, in the new tight of really dark indigo wash jeans.
Yeah. Another pillow guy.
One of my boys, he loved stealing the crystals from the crystal.
That's fucked up.
I know. I had never really liked it, but he's like, watch this, and he would just steal little crystals constantly.
Did you guys have the real showy like helicopter on a pool string guy?
Yeah. There was the guy with the tech that floated.
Yeah.
Or floating tech guy,
or the
splat ball guy,
or the dead ski scroll lady who we've talked about before, the insanely hot Eastern European. Yeah,
I got my dad a head massager from those women once, and because they just had me in their trance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They get you.
Bit of a side note, but you mentioned it. Do any of you guys have scarves? You guys have a scarf?
Yeah,
don't.
Yeah, scarves go a long way.
At me and say, "Who does this guy think he is?" I don't like him.
Well, the
are
first,
you wearing it out?
What type of scarf?
The first time you wear it, it's going to be uncomfortable, but you can get through it.
What type of scarf? I don't know. I haven't done any research.
If you just get like
scarf. Too flashy, nothing too showy.
Yeah. It
keeps you
butt.
So warm.
I could see you with a really thin gray one.
I was picturing gray as well.
Yeah, just
add that to my to-do list. Buy a gray scarf.
So we're
right now, Tommy.
We're two for daydreaming. Nick.
No, that's a laptop. That's a laptop activity.
Fair. Two for daydreaming. Nick versus the mall.
I'm going mall, man. That was like the first taste of freedom.
Yes, peak
and
mall.
That was the perfect crossover of no responsibility and freedom. That was like a very small overlap. Because usually, when you got freedom, you got responsibility that came with it. This was that one point in time, perfect point in time, neither.
Mm-hmm. I also like the fact that it felt like a quest, but there was no objective. Like, you don't know what might happen.
That was an open world game.
Yeah.
You don't know what might happen.
Mm-hmm. No main quest line, yeah.
Back then, like, now you go to the mall with an objective. Back then, you just went to the mall to go to the mall. I get that.
Yep.
And then you have the back of mind, like, I'm going to go to PacSun or Urban Outfitters, and I'm going to get some piece of clothing that's going to get me so much pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I started to hate them all.
Yeah, when you were buying shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You actually
like, going to the mall with 10 bucks was great.
Yeah.
Dude, but going to PacSun and seeing all the shirts, Oh,
that was cool to see the shirts.
Yeah.
We're 2 for daydreaming, 1 for the mall, Tommy.
Daydreaming
is going to win, but...
I'll go with going to the mall. With that said, though, I used to think, I don't know if this is going to make sense besides just my mall, but the people in the middle of the mall with like their stores, my mom told me one time they were scammers. So now I always think that the people in the middle are just scammers.
I don't trust them. They probably are, in a way. A lot of them are.
And she told me this at a time period where the power balance bracelets were being sold there. And I was like, yep, my mom's right again.
I forgot about those, yeah.
Yup.
Unless it's like an Auntie Anne's, I feel like you're in the middle of stuff.
Right, like sometimes there's like a Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Those scam.
Also scam.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special, folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
So Daydream's going to go into the finals. On the other side, we have Wikipedia Rabbit Holes versus Breaking Ice.
Wikipedia Rabbit Hole.
Could not have answered quicker.
Yeah. Do you guys ever play that game where you try to go from Edgar Allan Poe's to the New England Patriots dynasty?
I've seen that.
Only by clicking links?
Yeah, that's great.
In like 7 clicks?
Yeah. I remember
they call it Wikipedia speedruns.
Yeah. When I was pledging my fraternity, like you had to do that and they'd give you 2 things and you had to get it under like 5 minutes. I was so good at it.
That's like the worst hazing.
Hazed.
Yeah. Like, but like obviously, if you didn't get it, like something, like you had to do something.
Yeah.
Straight as shit.
Yeah, something very straight. Wikipedia, one vote.
I'll go Wikipedia. I want to use it more. I'm going to start using it more.
Mm-hmm.
You love it.
You're the only person I know that doesn't.
That's
like,
surprising.
Steve Jay doesn't use it.
I mean, I don't use it, but like I don't use it in this way. Like I use it to like functionally look things up.
I think I'm double-digit times a day using Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I
closed my tabs today. I randomly do it. I always have like 95 tabs on my iPhone open. And I think 35 were just all Wikipedia.
All of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have the app?
The Wikipedia app. There's a Wikipedia.
That seems like it's not the same.
I've never even thought about an app.
I don't even want to know about the app, to be honest.
Wikipedia 2 movies. Yeah, that is. Yeah, I liked using it straight through the browser or whatever, Safari. Wikipedia 2
also,
movies.
Also, is that bullshit that it's not a good source to use like for school projects?
Because we were using
it. Did you use it for school projects?
Yes, all the time.
But I use the citations at the bottom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think 100%. They just told you it wasn't good, but I'd say by now it's definitely good.
I would just make up the citations and I'd get it from Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I was so smart.
Yeah, we did Wikipedia all yesterday, all today. For movies, I looked up about 15 different World War II aircraft.
I do, after watching a movie, I do love to look up its Wikipedia.
That happens on TikTok a lot, where it's like part one of 67,
yeah.
And they stop the movie with a little bit to go. And if I don't feel like ordering the movie and renting the rest, I just go to Wikipedia. Pretty exhilarating.
So 2 for Wikipedia. You're picking Wikipedia over Breaking the Ice, right? So, Nick?
Wikipedia. And this is like an embarrassing... like people were saying, like reseed the bracket. This is how did this get in here? It's a blowout.
And where the hell is Rubik's Cube?
Where's Rubik's Cube? The other thing.
Really?
Would have had a competition.
Rubik's Cube just lost to Michigan. Won them in.
KB,
yeah, Wikipedia by far.
Wikipedia, Rudy.
Man, I really love Breaking Ice, but when I really think about it, you guys have swayed me. Wikipedia is pretty legendary, and it can go in so many different directions. It can go in a depressing direction, like reading about serial killers, bad shit.
Ernest Hemingway's dad killed himself, his sister killed himself, and his brother.
Okay, guys, how many fucking spoilers are you gonna give me?
Trust me, we have not even scratched the surface.
No, you got a lot of Hemingway.
Wait, sorry. Hemingway, not Alan Poe. Ernest Hemingway.
Ernest
who is that Christian Bale movie about? The Blue-Eyed Raven? Or
that's about Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay, so I'm looking up Ernest Hemingway.
Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah. Okay, do you watch the Clive Owen movie about Hemingway?
No. I love Clive Owen, though. I heard he's hard to work with on Wikipedia.
Yeah, he plays Hemingway, and I think the movie's called like Hemingway and... I forget who he worked with, but it's when he was on the... What he was in a tropical island for a while. I forget which one.
Oh, Cuba. He was on Cuba for a long time.
Cuba,
Hemingway in Love? Is that what the movie was called? Or Hemingway...
It was like him and whoever he worked with. I forget the other person's name. Because Hemingway's just cool and a guy. And I think the person was a girl.
Do you guys ever go on Wikipedia like late at night and you find out a new piece of information that shocks you so much it like gives you a second wind of air and you're like, oh my God, now I can't go back to sleep?
Yeah, there's
last night was Lewy body dementia.
Lewy body?
That's what Robin Williams was diagnosed with before he killed himself.
Jesus. I actually met Robin Williams like right before he killed himself in Fordham Cemetery. Very, very strange.
Wow. On Fordham campus?
Whoa. For the cemetery.
Like on the campus?
Yeah, I guess so. Right back there. Filming the show Lewy. That's the only two shows I ever gripped on was Lewy and then a Woody Allen movie.
I didn't know you were gripping.
I didn't know that either.
I was gripping.
What's a best boy?
A best boy is the guy's like in charge of like a certain group of grips, if I remember correctly.
Okay, that's what I always thought. That's a great title.
Yeah, it is really good. My best boy. So now we have finding sticks that look like guns versus fiddling with poker chips. Rudy.
What was the first one, sorry?
Finding sticks that look like guns.
Oh, fiddling. I'm going to go fiddling with poker chips, even though I'm kind of cheating because I'm thinking about fiddling with pens. But the sensation is the same. It's just a different thing. So I'm going to go poker chips.
I think you get the sound on top of it. And the sound of poker chips is great.
Yeah. Sound was a big issue for me with the pen thing. I actually almost got in trouble. I almost got detention because I was flipping my pen so much and you drop it. And my chemistry teacher got fucking real pissed. Mm. And
So one for poker chip, KB.
I think a good stick wins in overtime for me.
Mm. One for the stick, Nick.
So the discovery of the stick is the peak of having the stick, I think. I wasn't really big into swinging it. I was more into the hunt.
Mm. I guess you couldn't do much.
Fiddling, kind of evergreen, because you can only... It's you get better. I'm going to go with fiddling.
I have one move. Do any of you have like a move with a poker chip?
No.
I only have one where it's like I flip it the first one over the top one, and that's it. But I can't do it with the knuckles.
Owen is so fucking good at it. It's unbelievable.
Mm.
I got to see him.
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys don't know about Owen.
I know he's a poker fan.
Yeah. He used to at his desk or like walk around the office.
Can you take a video for us?
Yeah, I'm just going to walk up to him with like five poker chips tomorrow.
And see what he does.
Yeah.
I used to do the lightsaber more, though, with the stick than the gun. I used to like playing it with it. Like
I think you can count that underneath the banner of this, I guess. I think that's fine. Tommy?
It's tough. It's not a great matchup. I mean, both they're playing. They could just get who gets to go lose to Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. I'll go with stick, but I don't feel great about it.
Stick?
I wasn't a big stick guy.
You play at the cross.
Owen is like the coolest Mike kid Drew. I know. Owen is like one of the coolest kids. Like when he first started working here, and he's playing like poker games all the time, and he was doing it in the apartment. I was like, this guy knows what he's doing. I'll vote for Owen on this.
So poker chips, fiddling with poker chips versus Wikipedia. Is this just a route? Should we just skip
Wikipedia
to the final?
Yeah, that's a route.
I say we just skip straight into Wikipedia versus daydreaming. This is a good finals, I think.
Oh,
actually,
mm-hmm.
These are the two things I'm always doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is,
sometimes you're either on Wikipedia or daydreaming about being on Wikipedia.
Ooh. No, but that would mean Wikipedia is an automatic winner then. If that's the case.
I'm not doing that. I'm just a little, throwaway
high
line. Floral Park Memorial.
I want to see if you made notable alumni.
I have not. Unless, I mean, you could look. I don't know. I haven't checked in, I don't know, a week? No, it's been a while.
The Wikipedia versus daydreaming. Start with you, Dukes.
Honestly, not even close. Four-game sweep, Wikipedia.
Four-game sweep for Wikipedia. Tommy.
Can somebody do that? Can somebody go on and add me to Floral Park? There's no notable.
I can do it, but
I had a group of guys that listened to the Yak add me to every band they could find, and I'm still on some of them.
That's the best part.
We don't even have a notable alumni.
That goes back to lying. Like, lying on Wikipedia sometimes I find very funny.
Yeah.
Like when people put in...
Wait, no, you have notable alumni. Memorial High School... Wait, no, this is Jersey. Never mind. This is a different one. I can't even find your high school's Wikipedia. What the fuck?
I found it, but it's brief. Gotcha. Am I up?
Yeah, you're
daydreaming. Up. Daydreaming. I mean, so many different lives, different professions that I have. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Mm-hmm. One-to-one right now. Nick?
I'm going Wikipedia, man. I am so thankful for it.
Wikipedia.
But do I want that winning because it's technically not free?
It's very close.
Daydreaming is as free as it gets.
I think there's an avenue to get it for free, so I think it should be okay.
But daydreaming is limited to my knowledge. Wikipedia's has more options than my daydreaming.
Wikipedia is limited to what's on it. Daydream is limitless.
Yeah. Daydreaming, you can like do more.
But I can't think of...
But the best part about being on your daydreaming is you can be wrong. And in fact, it's almost exclusively being wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going Wikipedia.
You're going Wikipedia? Two to one right now, KB.
It's a tough one.
I would rather come in like just from a point of like I learn a fun tidbit and then I have that rather than... You know what I was thinking about?
It's more rewarding, than anything you can get. I still got to go daydreaming, barely.
Barely, we're 2-2. That means Rudy, you're gonna break the tie on this finals.
Well, I have an idea, but I just opened up Wikipedia on my phone, the app, and it says explore. This could change everything. Explore Wikipedia in review. See insights about what articles we read. Oh, I thought it was going to be a wrapped about.
Oh, Wikipedia wrapped would be insane.
Damn, that would be awesome.
We need that.
But that's I think it's about idea. Like. It's about like their highlights, not mine. Damn, that was
you were the top 1% of Ernest Hemingway Wikipedia readers.
You are for sure.
Here's the thing: this is a really tough one, but for me, it's which one would be worse to lose if I had to live in a
world without
the other. I mean, it'd be way worse to lose. Daydream, you can't fucking think.
I don't count all thinking under daydreaming.
No, but like specifically daydreaming in terms of like fantasizing about being on Hot Ones or going on Caller Daddy as the Jets quarterback. Not being able to daydream would take away almost 80% of what I do. So, and then Wikipedia, it would hurt, but there'd be other avenues to find out information. YouTube still exists, which is a huge thank God for the video essayist. So I'm gonna go daydreaming.
I didn't vote for daydreaming once, but I would like to get this out there. The one thing I daydream the most about is bombing in comedy.
Going up on stage, giving
myself my best material I've ever written and nobody laughing.
Oof. Why do you daydream about that?
Do you have comic aspirations?
It's like a nightmare.
Somewhat, because I want to do comedy one time in my life where it's like an open mic, nobody knows who I am, I go up, I bomb. Because I think once you bomb on a comedy stage, you can do anything.
I would like to do that one day, too. You want to do that together?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you bomb on a comedy stage, you can do legitimately anything.
You kind of did that.
Yeah, but it wasn't my jokes. I bombed.
That's the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah. I bombed in, like, character reading other people's jokes. But, like, so sure, I could take the gaze of the room. But at the same time, I was like, these aren't my jokes. My jokes are if I knew it was, like, a joke that I was like, this is funny, and people didn't laugh, that would pain me to no end.
How do you purposely do that? You get what I'm saying? How do you purposely
write it? I don't want to do it. I don't want to do what do. I don't want to go fucking kill it.
Okay.
Wait, you want to bomb because of the...
I don't want to bomb, but I often...
You want to have had bombed.
Yes.
Once.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Because you think that after that, anything's possible. You can do anything.
You're stronger than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think any social setting, you'll be fine in.
Yeah. So the winner of the bracket 159 is daydreaming. Some of the honorable mentions, kicking an object down the sidewalk, Nick had. Also, Andy's chocolate after Olive Garden. But you have to pay for the meal at Olive Garden to get there, so that was a tougher one to try.
But it's a whole different thing. They don't have to give you. Yeah.
It was tougher. Spinning a coin also. Ooh. Doing like the and then they go
trying
wild.
To stop it with your finger.
Yeah. People watching, long shower, some other ones where just like there's missing a little bit something.
Rubik's Cube?
Yeah.
Rubik's Cube.
An update to our best comedians bracket from a couple weeks ago. Shane Gillis commented on and said that he would have picked Louis. So I think that pretty much solidifies our decision, because I think we picked him over Gillis at one point. So that's the episode. We'll be back next week with a new topic.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
We had help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.